In this bulletin, Signs AUKUS is assured hours before the Prime Minister meets with Donald Trump. Dozens of deaths reported in Israeli strikes on Gaza, with allegations of ceasefire breaches on either side. And in sport, India backs Virat Kohli to bounce back from poor performance in the last one-day international. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Ahead of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's first formal bilateral talks with United States President Donald Trump, there is increasing confidence within the federal government that America will decide to keep the AUKUS security partnership. Anthony Albanese has landed in the US for the highly anticipated meeting with Australian Ambassador to the US, Kevin Rudd, greeting him after he touched down at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Tariffs on Australian goods are set to feature highly in discussions, along with a potential deal on critical minerals and the fate of the trilateral AUKUS security pact. But Assistant Foreign Minister Matt Thistlethwaite told Sky News, despite the unpredictability surrounding the outcome of the Pentagon's review into AUKUS, there is known support within the administration for the trilateral agreement. The Gaza Government Media Office says Israel has killed 97 people and injured 230 more as a fragile ceasefire is rocked from both sides by allegations of breaches. The violence threatens to undermine the ceasefire already under pressure, with Hamas failing to return some hostages' bodies and Israel responding with restrictions on aid. The death toll has climbed in recent days after Israel launched a series of strikes, it says, are reprisals for Hamas killing two soldiers, an allegation Hamas denies. Palestinian journalist Ajay Mohammed says he witnessed the latest strikes.
We were sitting there, safe and sound, as you can see. The place is closed off to us. No one enters or leaves. We are all journalists. No strangers were entering or staying with us. Then the bombing happened right next to us, in the middle of the chalet. Our colleague, the broadcasting engineer, was martyred, and our colleague's son was also martyred.
Liberal leader Susan Lee has delivered her second major economic speech, promising personal income tax cuts, a revival of productivity and industrial relations reform. Her attempt to refocus debate on economic management during her speech to the Centre for Independent Studies follows the coalition's internal struggles after its election loss, amid fears of defections to One Nation. Ms Lee says early work on tax cut plans has begun, but hasn't provided any specifics beyond saying low and middle income tax cuts would come first. The opposition leader argues the changes are necessary because the current government is living beyond its means and that's not fair on Australians.
Now, this is not a passing policy preference. It's more than just a commitment to lower taxes. I have never been more convinced, more determined, and more passionate about anything I have ever done in public life than I am today about making this pledge to the Australian people. Every instinct in my being tells me that Australians should keep more of what they earn.
The Victorian government has announced a six-month pilot program to give patients in regional Australia real-time access to specialist care. The Royal Melbourne Hospital and Austin Health will lead the program, which is set to begin in December in partnership with regional and rural health services. Premier Jacinta Allen says this initiative aims to deliver care for more than 250 people who would otherwise be admitted as inpatients to a hospital ward. She says the hope is they'll be spared from having to travel to metro areas for care.
More Victorians are looking for in-home care options, seeking that out. And the evidence tells us that for many patients, those who can recover at home have better outcomes. They're in their own home environment, they're surrounded by family and friends, they might have their pets around them. And also too, because of that environment, we know that they recover better as well.
US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the country has attacked another suspected drug smuggling vessel, killing three people Mr. Hegseth alleges were linked to a Colombian guerrilla group. Hegseth says the vessel was travelling in international waters in an area under the purview of the US Southern Command, which oversees American military operations in Latin America. The US has had warships deployed in the Caribbean off Venezuela since August, and it has attacked at least six boats that it says were running drugs toward the United States, killing at least 27 people so far. Two people are also being deported back to their native Ecuador and Colombia after they survived a military strike in the Caribbean, with Vice President J.D. Vance accusing them of being drug traffickers.
If you look at the war on terrorism, you look at any other global conflict, what we do with combatants in those wars depends very heavily on the circumstances on the ground. Sometimes we cooperate with allies, sometimes we bring them back to the United States, sometimes we take them elsewhere. That's exactly how we're handling this.
To sport now, and in cricket news, India is backing Virat Kohli to hit his straps quickly, despite the veteran player's first-up flop in Sunday's 7-wicket one-day international loss to Australia in Perth. Kohli made an 8-ball duck as India posted an underwhelming 9-136 from 26 overs in the rain-impacted series opener at Perth Stadium. Kohli has retired from Test and T20 international cricket, so ODIs are now the only time he'll turn out for India. The 36-year-old is aiming to make it to the 2027 ODI World Cup in Africa. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.